Boone County Presiding Commissioner Jan Atwell says there haven't been any major changes to the center since the 1990s. Currently in Boone County, 130 calls each month take more than 60 seconds to answer, while industry standard dictates that most calls are processed within 15 seconds. Columbia City Manager Mike Matthews says the Joint Communications and 911 Dispatch Center needs to keep up with Boone County's growing population.
You know, you have St. Louis calling us Boomtown. That's right. Feels good, but it's true as well. At the same time, the recession took money off the table, so you've had this sort of perfect storm that really exposed a weakness in that partnership.
But opponents to the proposed tax say the public shouldn't have to pay for the county government's mistakes. The president of Keep Columbia Free, Mark Flackney, says the government has spent a lot on projects that shouldn't have been priorities.
The city has proposed $3.1 million to underwrite American Airlines. They're talking about spending $500,000 on the Blind Boone home, yet they want to raise taxes to pay for basic services like our emergency services and 911 center. I think that's an absolute fraud.
The proposition would increase general sales tax by 0.375. If it passes, a $20 million bond would be issued and financed over a 20-year period. County officials say the center would hire more employees and improve equipment if the bill passes. Olga Krystalova, KBIA News.